Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're going to have to rock with that. Hey, what up, world, worldwide web? All right, so tonight on the Daily Go Get It Business Show, we are talking about it's better when they are both toxic. A toxic relationship is an unhealthy relationship, and it's normally toxic because both people in the relationship do not really like to just be able to get along, agree with each other, love one another, feed off of one another, and do well and relax and be comfortable with one another. They're more comfortable and relaxed when they are arguing, fussing, fighting, suspecting each other of cheating, lying, doing each other in, trying to hurt each other. You know, it often ends in violence. Now imagine being in a relationship where it's cool if one of y'all punches each other, smacks each other, hurts each other every once in a while. Well, that's what it's like being in a toxic relationship. And the crazy part about it is there are plenty of people out there, some people that you know and some people that you don't know and some people that you'll probably meet at one time in your life. And maybe you've been in a relationship with a person that was very toxic and maybe you got up out of there because you weren't the toxic one. And if that's the case, then you know what it's like to be in a relationship with somebody who really likes the toxicity, the drama, the craziness, all of the foolishness, down with all the smoke. And you're just trying to relax, love somebody, feel good about somebody, show affection, be giving and kind-hearted to somebody. And they ain't with all of that. They consider that to be boring. They consider that to be suspicious because they think that everybody does it. It's just like being on drugs. You know how people who are on drugs think that everybody, they think that everybody does drugs of some type. Like you might not get high off of crack, but you definitely sniff, or you definitely shoot heroin, or you definitely take pills, or you definitely smoke weed, or you definitely drink too much. Something. And that's the way people who are in toxic relationships think, because they figure that, yeah, out there in the streets, everybody puts on a good face. But behind closed doors, it's all toxicity. We're all punching and slapping and yelling and screaming and threatening and burning clothes and bleaching clothes and slashing tires and breaking windows and spray painting cars and houses and all kinds of crazy stuff. They really believe that this is the way to be. And for some reason, for some people, it really gets their adrenaline pumping. It really gets their blood flowing. So if you ever found yourself in a relationship with somebody who thinks that all of that toxicity is a game, they think that it's just a game. It all ends in us breaking up, making back up, having crazy, passionate sex. It's wild. It's wild. And you don't understand the seriousness of it and how bothersome it can be until you find yourself in a relationship with somebody who believes in this mess. And they're really trying to cross you over to it. You know, there'll be a whole bunch of crying and begging. Baby, you know, I ain't mean it. It's just the way I am. It's just the way that I grew up. You know, my family history, you got to put up with me. You know, I would never do nothing to hurt you, and I won't. And I will never leave you. Hey, I promise that I won't, and I don't. There's see no reason why you can't help me out. I need help, baby, and I need help, baby. Won't you help me? Please, please, won't you help me? Please, please. Yeah, it's crazy. And a lot of people who are really toxic think they're not toxic. A lot of people who are toxic think that they are good to go. They think that they are cool in the gang. And here you are like, this no good. This relationship no good. Ain't no good. Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. What y'all know? You know, it's bad when people who are in toxic relationships. And when I say toxic relationship, I'm not just throwing around that term like a lot of people do. A lot of people, like toxicity, toxic relationships, those are terms that are thrown around on the internet way too often. I got to get these toxic people off my timeline. I got to get these toxic people off my friends list. I said, toxic. And they only be talking about somebody as toxic because they don't agree with something that they write, post, or do, or the way that they are. Oh, you toxic. Oh, you think Donald Trump is a good president. You toxic. Oh, you think that Joe Biden is a good president and that he's doing good work. You must be toxic. I mean, you know, it really gets that corny and that deep on the internet. But I'm talking about real toxicity. I'm talking about the type of toxicity that will send you either to the emergency room or to the therapist. That's toxicity. When you are either being sent to the ER or to the PhD. The ER or to the PhD. The ER or to the PhD. The ER or to the PhD, you're still on the couch. Yo, you're not in here because you got an ouch. Your heart got an ouch. This thing is going to hurt for a very long time. Listen to this rhyme that's going to affect you for your affection. This is what you get when you don't have protection for your emotions. Your emotions and things are going to get messed up. It won't be smooth like lotion. Your skin is burnt. And it ain't because of the tables that got turned. Things are going to get bad from here. I really feel bad for you, my dick. Oh, somebody revving their engine outside. I'm like, oh, what's that? Once you've had your catalytic converter stolen, you'd be like, did I hear a sawzall? Might have to run up on them, baby. Anyway, so that's what we're talking about tonight. What y'all know? What's going on, my people? T. Carry, right? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. Always a good time. Really great to see you. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. It's always good to see you, girl. Little my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. What's up? We are talking about it's better when they are both toxic. It's really bad when only one of y'all is toxic because you want to tear down the other one. You know what I'm saying? After you, if you're not a drama-filled person, if you're not the type of person that grew up in a family where there was always a bunch of fussing and fighting and hurting and lying and cheating and getting revenge on each other and getting each other back and all that kind of stuff, if you didn't grow up around that, it's not going to be easy for you to adapt to that. It's going to be hard as hell. And then you find yourself maybe even in love with somebody that's about that life. And here you are. Just a little pristine flower. Just a little pristine flower. As pure as this colon ream. So good for someone. Yet. Instead of it being pristine and healthy like this colon ream, is more like Hemlock, Sinai. What's that shit that's in rat poison? Arsenic. Anthrax. Real shit. So, what y'all know? Hopefully, if you've ever been in a toxic relationship uninvited, hopefully you got up out of that toxic relationship. Some people get into toxic relationships, and I feel like they may not have been toxic going in, but then they adapted to the toxicity. Because if you are in a relationship with somebody, with a toxic person, I think if you stay in a relationship and endure the toxicity that they bring, I don't think that you could ever be in a decent, healthy relationship ever again. That shit gets up inside of you and spreads like a cancer. And then you start gaining a better understanding and tolerance for something that deserves no tolerance, no acceptance, and very little understanding. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about your sister. I'm talking about your mom. I'm talking about your cousin. I'm talking about that person you grew up that you've been cool with since kindergarten. I'm talking about them. Because you was there. You was there when they met that person. You was there when they told you about that person. You saw them go from that happy, go lucky, friendly, progressive, ambitious person to that person that quite honestly reminds you of somebody that's on drugs now. Because they might actually be on drugs now. Being with somebody that's on drugs is a very, very fast way to being toxic. Because think about the values. Think about the chances that a drug addict takes. Think about what they think is okay. Think about it. Think about the ideas that they come up with, the schemes. Think about it. And here you are mixed up in this shit now. Now, at first you was crying and whining and trying to get up out of this relationship. Now you done kind of toughened up a little bit, you know what I mean? Your exterior done, you know what I mean, hardened up a little bit. You like, yeah, the first 6 months to a year was really tough. Now I can take a punch. Now I can throw a punch. It's bad money. It's bad money. And the reason that I say that is better when they are both toxic because at least they are matching energy. They're not ruining each other. They was bad when they came in. Bad when they came in. Bad when they came in. Bad, 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 bad when they came in. Bad when they came, bad, 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 bad when they came in. Bobby Brown and Whitney, Remember how everybody thought that Whitney Houston was just this innocent, pure as the driven snow, pristine flower, singing happy songs of love. You give good love, you give good love to me, baby. So good, take this heart of mine into your hands, you know. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Oh, I want to dance with some, you know. She was America's sweetheart. Little brown skin, pretty woman, wore a lot of wigs, was skinny, couldn't dance, but could sing her ass off. Then she gets with this bad boy, and everybody knew that Bobby Brown was a bad boy. Everybody knew that. No. About 4 years later, they messed around and got married. We was all like, Whitney Houston married him? But little did we know, Whitney Houston was down with the drama. She was drama. Now, I mean, listen, I'm a big fan. I'm one of the biggest Whitney Houston fans I've ever known. You know what I'm saying? And I really thought that Bobby Brown tainted her. But turns out that people around her that knew her said, nah, they kind of matched energies. And when you think about it, against all odds, they stayed together for a good minute in comparison to other celebrity relationships. At least their celebrity relationship was actually real. A lot of those Johns ain't real. And that's why they be over like this. Theirs was actually real. Now, they ate off of their relationship. They ate off of their marriage. They ate off of their union. But the bottom line is we found out that if Whitney Houston wasn't toxic when she first got with Bobby Brown, she sure caught up quick. She sure adapted fast. Now, I don't know either one of them personally. I can't tell you nothing about that. But people in the industry who claim to be credible witnesses, they said, nah, she was already about it, especially when it came to the cocaine. She was already about that life. So you know he was always getting high. We already know that part. So it wasn't like he brought her into the fold. She was the one with the money. Think about it. She was the one with the money. And she was the biggest name star. Bobby Brown had one hit album. You might say a hit, one and a half hit. You know, that third album. His first album didn't really chart. It did a little something. It did, you know. I need a girlfriend, and I need her right now. Holding and kissing and holding you tight. Never letting go. That didn't do it. But that's my prerogative. That every little step I take, we will be there. Every little step I make. Yeah. You know, that thing did crazy numbers. And the third album, Ain't Nobody Humping Around, you know. I don't remember too many other songs on that album besides Humping Around. But he at least had two hit albums on the platinum side. After that, things started falling apart. But anyway, bottom line was Whitney Houston had nothing but platinum. Platinum plaque disc. You know, she was breaking records. Record sales. She was breaking records. She was breaking records. So they were able to match energies. People outside of them couldn't understand how. Now, I don't normally place a lot of stock or belief in reality TV shows, but that Being Bobby Brown show was more about Whitney Houston than it was Bobby Brown. She was the star of that show. And when people saw Whitney on that Being Bobby Brown show, and they started to see her true laid back in the house, you know, unscripted, even though reality, you know what I mean, unscripted personality, it was like, well, look at here. She was drama. It was funny. It was genuine. And it definitely went towards raising her popularity, because now she wasn't the big Whitney Houston star that was above everybody. Now she was like, oh, damn, Whitney like a chicken from around the way. So she really was from Newark. She made everybody forget that she was from Newark. I don't know if y'all ever knew any people from Newark. I don't know if y'all know any of those North Jersey cats. We be thinking down here on the South Jersey side, we be thinking that them Camden and Trenton cats, Camden crazy. It ain't got nothing on that Newark. Newark different. The Brick City different. East Orange is different. Irvington is different. Patterson is different. They gets it in. So if you've ever known anybody that was from Newark, New Jersey, you realize like, yeah, they are. I ain't gonna say that everybody from up there is one kind of way or toxic or anything, but Newark is hood, 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like it's 100% hood. This thing is hood. All right. You know, think about some of the stars you may know from Newark. You know, the Naughty by Natures, the Apache, may he rest in peace. The Red Man, Queen Latifah. You know, a lot of them were in the Newark area, not necessarily in the city of Newark. But yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, it's better when they are both toxic, because when they both toxic, at least they can match energies. At least they won't be offended, totally offended or turned off when one of them hauls off and smacks the other. When one of them comes home and all of they clothes are packed up on the porch or thrown out the window, or they PlayStation 3, 4, and 5 are thrown out the window, or you threw it in the bathtub, plugged in, making stick. Toxic people are always making an example of something and always making a statement. They are always acting out, showing out. All right, let me see. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. There's a number to call. It's area code 319-527-6199. That's a number to call. It's at a 319-527-6199. Yes, yes, yes. Y'all, it's at a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. It's at a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. If you call in, press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Daily Go Get 'Emism Show. It's better when they are both toxic. It's better when they are both toxic. You don't believe me? You're going to have to see me. And toxic relationships are very unhealthy. That's not just a word that I'm throwing around. They are literally unhealthy. Like I was saying earlier, toxic relationships will either wind you up in the ER or at the PhD. Only 2 ways to go. The ER, PhD. Yes, you could end up at the morgue. But I think that's a different level of toxicity. But it is born out of toxicity. I just don't want to bring everybody down too far. Queen Monica Davis. What's going on, Queen Monica? And also Mia Cunningham. Mia Cunningham. Thanks for coming on through. All right, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Capitalism. There you go messing stuff up again. Sure said shake it. Don't break it. Took Amazon a month to deliver it. That's what I'm talking about. Carol says, that's some crazy mess right there for me. It is. And look, I ain't done. This is, listen, being in a toxic relationship is all, it has so much to do with fighting and fucking. Y'all know I've been talking about this for years, fighting and fucking. They really think that that's cool. Yeah, I saw you looking at that bitch while me and you in the market. I saw you look at her ass. That's all you ever fucking do. And that's what you've been doing all these years. And blah, 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 blah. In a toxic relationship, neither one of the people in the relationship will ever accept that the other one is getting any better at anything. They will never accept that one of y'all are going to change for the better, because that's not what toxicity wants. That's not even what toxicity likes. Now, think about being in a toxic relationship. You think that it's cool for you to just, you know, love on one each other, on one another, appreciate one another, do for one another, help out each other. And they like, nah, it ain't really about all of that. Like, that's boring. That's corny. That's not even real life. They really don't believe that that's reality. It ain't reality for you to just get along with your partner and love each other and feed off of each other and feed each other and do for each other and be there for each other. They do not believe that that's reality. That's a fantasy. And all in their reality, everybody lies, everybody cheats, everybody runs game on each other. Everybody is going to get caught one day because everybody is doing something they got no business. And it's your job, your life's work to catch them in the act. But what happens when you catch them? Nothing. We fight. We break up. We fight again, we make up, we fuck, everything be all right for that night, maybe even a couple more. We promise never do it again, and then we do it again, and again, and a hookah, 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 hookah. Hookah, 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 hookah. That's how they think it is. Now imagine you being on listen, you might have been with somebody before that shitted on you, fucked you over, messed you up, potentially ruined you for other people. And you so glad that you got out of that relationship. You might have taken you might have taken 90 days, 180 days, 365 days, 2 years in order to get yourself together. You know, you really needed to get yourself together. And you did all of that just to get in a relationship with another person that not only recalled all of that toxicity that you were exposed to, but that turned that level of toxicity up. Yeah, they might not have gave it to you right away, but they found you, identified you, targeted you, and victimized you. Now you ain't never going to be the same. Yeah, you might have got a little tainted by the first toxic relationship that you was in, but this one is going to end it. This one is going to ensure that you'll never be in a healthy relationship, because now you ain't even going to be able to believe that there's a such thing as a healthy relationship. You ain't going to believe that any man or any woman could ever be decent. They ain't out to do nothing but fuck you or fuck you over or both. Depends on what day it is. You understand what I'm saying? It depends on what day it is. But it's better when you're both toxic. When only one of y'all are toxic.
Well, that ain't no fun. It's more frightening. That's another thing about toxicity. There is no fear. There's no fear. Nothing is frightening to the person who's toxic. You ever notice that? Think about the toxic people that you know. Think about the things that they're willing to do in order to get somebody back or get somebody's attention or hurt somebody or get revenge or whatever the case may be. Think about it. You be thinking like, yo, you could go to jail for that. They ain't thinking about that. They don't give a shit. No regard, total disregard for the consequences. Like, yo, don't you know how much, you know how expensive tires are? You want to flatten all four of his tires or all four of her tires? They like, oh, tires are expensive? One tire, three more to go. Boof, boof, boof. It's like a symphony. When I let the air out of tires, it's like a symphony. Them tires going down for me. You won't be rolling nowhere in this car. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. One time, Big Butt Tanya bleached all my clothes. And that's a lot of clothes, that Big Butt Tanya. I was like, Tanya! Tanya! There ain't a butt in all the world that can excuse. I'm lying. Big Butt Tanya would never do that to me. Not that she ain't toxic. But she got it. She just got the toxic undertow. She got the toxic undertow. What you don't want is the toxic foundation with the toxic floors and the toxic roof. She even got, you don't want the toxic solar panels on top of, you don't want to be like Chernobyl. You're like Chernobyl out this, y'all. I can't even breathe this air out here inside. This is Chernobyl. This is Hiroshima, Nagasaki in 1945, baby. But you know. All right. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, I just thought of my Facebook tagline. Don't need help. Don't need help getting a headache. Ooh. Word. Excuse me, T. Carrie Wright says, I didn't grow up with that. When it happened to me in a relationship, I was shocked. Yeah. Shirley Shaw says, is there strawberries in there? Don't you see this is dirt colored? So this is the stuff that the strawberries come out of. Ooh. I better stop playing around, drinking like that. I'm messing around and choke on camera. Y'all see me do a Heimlich maneuver on camera and shit up here like, because you know you can do a self Heimlich maneuver. I would have to drop the back. Ooh. Ooh. Like, I'm not going to die on my show. Norris Hill says, I know somebody that I think has become used to the dysfunction of a bum ass niggas. We all learn things on our own time. At least I did. Being one of them along with involved with a dumb broad. Mm. Well. Ooh. Oh.
Okay. That's right. Hooka. That's right, Nard. Hooka.
Okay. I'm early and late. All right, Carol says, toxicity sounds like it can lead to serious domestic violence. Now, there's not violence in every toxic relationship, but it's in a whole lot of them. And the potential for violence is always there. It's not always the male either. A lot of women who love that drama that are really toxic, they can't even really be in a relationship with a man that won't pop them in the mouth every now and then, because they think a man is weak for controlling his emotions. And they'll take full advantage of that. They look at it like, if you let me abuse you, piss you off, set you off, and you won't even touch me, when we out and another man disrespects me, you won't touch him either. That's the way toxic people think. Toxic women, that's how they think. You ain't going to do nothing to me because you scared. You a punk. You a pussy. And they only calling you a punk and a pussy, so you will lash out and smack them. Punch them. You know what I mean? Do a Bruce Lee roundhouse. Sweep their feet. Knock them over. You know what I mean? Bull rush them. Bear hug them. In their mind, they really thinking like, nigga, do something. Do something. Let me know you a man. You ain't no real man. To them, to a woman who's toxic, a real man will handle his business with violence. Not with his mind. He don't do that. He doesn't think his way through. He punches his problems in the face. Smacks them up. Knocks them over, busts them over the head with a bottle, shoots them, stabs them, gets them done in, kills them. Very gangster. Carol says, I used to hear older women say, if he doesn't beat you, he doesn't love you. And that's some BS. Well. That really is some bullshit. It really, really is. But you have to think about the mind of a person who believes that. If he don't beat you, he don't love you. Damn, what in the color purple is going on out here? But That was probably those old heads' version of fighting and fucking. Yeah, he got so mad that he couldn't control me, or that I wasn't acting right, or that I was embarrassing him, that he had to hit me. But he apologized. We had sex, passionate, rough sex afterwards. I felt better. And you know, unfortunately, in the movies, they kind of promote that shit on the low. They subliminally promote that, you know, that rough sex. You know what I mean? You know how in all of the movies, especially the black movies, you know, they never take off all their clothes. You know what I mean? You never see them like, yeah, you know, take off all their shit. Now, back in the 70s, think about it. Back in the 70s, the sex scenes, everybody took off all their clothes. Fast forward to the 90s, 2000s. What do they do? They look each other in the eyes, and all of a sudden they both know what each other is thinking. Next thing you know, it's on a sink, on a countertop. You know what I mean? I'm like, so you mean to tell me y'all had that much passionate sex
to the point of orgasm and you still got your pants on around your knees? Well, the sex is rough, though. You know, sometimes he rip her clothes off, rip her shirt off, rip her bra. Like, what are you doing? Yo, she still got to go home. That's what I'll be thinking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, yeah, they promote that. Subliminally, I think they're trying to say that that's how all black people have sex. That's how we do. We're savage. We're animalistic. And it's not that they don't have movies where white people do that, but come on now. Shoot. And like I said, the movies in the 70s and the 80s, that's not how it went. It's just not. Just like the pornos in the 70s and the 80s, they had hair on their privates. I'm just saying. Think about Richard Pryor, all the sex, all the women he was dealing with in Which Way Is Up. But he was butt naked and all in every sex scene. Shit is rap. So it's better when they are both toxic. It's really worse when they're both toxic, but it's really, really worse when only one of them is toxic. I'm starting to wonder, as we talk about this show even more, I'm wondering if there's a such thing as only one person being toxic. I think that if only one person is toxic in the relationship, then the relationship will probably end quickly. If they are both toxic or accept the toxicity, then they can last for a while, unhappily together for a long time, violently united. We are lovers in arms. We are lovers in arms. If you can't beat me, then I don't want nobody, baby. If you can't beat me, oh. If you can't beat me, I don't want nobody, baby. If you can't beat me, oh. No, it says pubic hair. Pubic hair, wait a minute. Oh, wait, hold on. Put my glasses on so I can't see? Okay. Pubic hair and corny music with the wah-wah sound of the guitar. Yo, that 70s, that like jazz, the bass music that we have. That was that 70s music. That point on me. Carol Chamberlain says, I had a neighbor who drank and fought with her man, and one day the fight got out of hand, and she was And Carol, we was just talking about regular fighting. You want to, you know what I mean? You got to talk about somebody again. But yeah, it can get that bad. I don't know. I think that's beyond toxic, but toxic means poisonous. So poison kills. I'm sorry about your neighbor, but you mix a bad upbringing with drugs and alcohol. Yeah, you can often get a murder, or at the very least a manslaughter. It's bad. But yeah, a toxic relationship is unhealthy. And you can be in so many toxic relationships or relationships that have at least a hint of toxicity in them to the point where you stop believing that a relationship could actually be healthy and fulfilling, even life-giving. You stop believing it. That's a fantasy world. It's a fantasy world. Ain't no relationship where I just love him, she just love me. That's not the way that toxic people think. It's not the way that they do. It's not in their nature. It's not in their repertoire. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get It Mism Show. I'm your host on the 752. It's the 27th of the month. It's Friday. Flashback Friday, but we doing the work of Throwback Thursday. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's been a crazy week for me, but I made it. Next week I'm planning for it to be crazy too, because I've gotten to the point where I don't believe that any of my jobs could be less than toxic. And I want to be playing around when I say that, but I'm starting to believe that it's true. Like, yo, this is the way it is, huh? Corporate America is mad toxic. Now fight me on that. Corporate America is toxic. You try everything in your power to make it regular, to actually make it make sense. And you realize that all of your coworkers, all of your colleagues, all of your superiors, They're all self-serving, self-preserving, and they all do things that really just don't make sense because they don't have to do them. But that's the way it gets done. And when you resist doing those things, you're going to be the target. Everybody is stealing. He ain't stealing, but he must be the one that's snitching. So we got to get him out of the way because if we don't, he going to be lying and bitching. So we got to make sure that we push him out. We got to give him a job that he can't do. And I know that we can get him on up out of here because he have no friends just like you. And we know... corporate America is toxic. And your relationship with corporate America probably is toxic. Playing with people's livelihoods, playing with people's money, playing with people's sense of self. Very, very toxic. Very, very toxic. You sitting around thinking like, how come we can't, since it works this way, why can't we just do this, get the do the job, complete the objective, make the money, go home, and wash, rinse, and repeat. And they like, nah, don't really work that way. You're like, what do you mean it doesn't work that way? Don't really work that way. This is the way it really works. We got a budget of $100,000. We got a budget of $100,000 this month. What I want you to do as I want you to take $30,000 of this money and go hide it. And then I want you to run your business with the $70,000. Because that's the way it works. Well, if the budget is $100,000, don't we need $100,000 to run it? Yeah. So why are you telling me to take $30,000 and hiding it? Because when you take the $30,000 and hiding it, then we can go back and ask for $30,000 more. Actually, we're going to ask for another $100,000, in which I'm going to tell you to go hide $50,000 of it. So let me get this straight. We got a $100,000 budget. So the company is going to give us $100,000 that we actually need to run the business. But you want me to take $30,000 and go and hide it? And then we need to go back and say that the $100,000 that they gave us is not enough when it actually was enough, but we took 30% out of it. Yeah. and then we're going to ask for another 100,000, even though we could have ran everything on the original 100,000? Yeah. So then you want me to hide another 50,000? Yeah. All right, well, that still leaves us with 130,000. Yeah. I'm sorry. That leaves us with 120,000. Yeah. And So then we're going to run the business with that 120,000. But if you told them that you needed $200,000, you're going to still have $20,000 left. What do we do with that? That's for pizza. You can take 10,000 of it yourself. What do you mean I can take 10,000 of it? You can take $10,000. That's for your trouble. Well, what happens to that $80,000? That ain't none of your business. Do your job. Narsil says embezzlement is the norm in the corporate world until somebody has to be the fall guy. Well, guess who was the fall guy? The one that hid that $80,000 and took the 10. I was paid to hide the $80,000 and forget where I hid it. But you can best believe it ain't where I originally hid it, because somebody came and picked it up. Now, what they did with it, I don't know. I'm not privy to that information. But I know I'm going to lose my job if I don't keep hiding that 30 and then going back and asking for another 100 and then hiding 50. That's all I know. Toxic, baby. Toxic. Narsil says, listening to your scenario, I thought about Trump and the Big Macs. Carol says, 10,000 to keep your mouth shut. The crazy part is, you didn't want $10,000. All of you want, you ain't want no price on your head. You didn't want to be part of this racketeering ring. You ain't want. Well, then you can't work here no more. Why? Because you call out too much. Your attendance is terrible. What are you talking about? I haven't taken a vacation in 3 years. Mr. McIntyre, would you rather be pink slip on your attendance or for that $10,000 that you stole? What's it gonna be? Choice is yours. This is La Cosa Nostra. This is that thing of ours. But it doesn't have to be this way. No, you don't have to work here. That's what it is. Because this is the way it is. You're not the way it is. You're the problem. Coming in here with your little lofty, peaceful, productive ideas. Don't nobody give a shit about that. You corny. We having pizza. You coming? What kind you like? You like that veggie pizza shit, right? All right. We got that. Extra cheese. Keep your snitchy mouth shut. But yeah, it's better when they're both toxic. When the non-toxic person cannot understand the markings and the moving of the toxic person. And the toxic person can't understand how come the non-toxic person can't let their hair down and have a little fun. Because drugs just want to have fun now. Oh, drugs just want to have fun. Drugs want to have fun. Drugs want to have... The phone rings in the middle of the night. Is my girlfriend saying, don't you want to get your ass kicked tonight? Said, baby, I need to get some sleep. I got to go to work. But drugs just want to have fun now. Oh, drugs just want to have fun. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious January 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Lynette Pittman, happy birthday to you. And also Tiffany Lynette, happy birthday to you. And Patricia Minister Spates, turning 69 years old today. And Autry Shambliss, happy birthday to you. And Rashawn Gross, happy birthday to you, Rashawn. And Buford C.J. Batista, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Gypsy Cherry, Cherry Gypsy, Gypsy Cherry, Cherry Gypsy, turning 42 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious January 27th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on into the damn, the rock out, rock on into the damn, rock out, rock on into the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, being in a toxic relationship with somebody when you're not toxic is toxic within itself. And you need to make a choice about whether you are either going to adapt to the toxicity or get the hell on up out of there. But the thing about getting the hell on up out of there is you have to get all the way on up out of there. Don't let them know where you live, where you went. Don't ever come back. Don't get curious and contact them later trying to hide your location. Don't unblock them from your social media. Don't give them a chance, because once the poison finds its way up into the cabin, it's going to make sure that it infects and affects everybody that's up in that motherfucker. And if you're really trying to get away, then you got to act like you're trying to get away. Don't play with the toxic. That thing is going to get crazy. You rock it. You ain't ready for them to get out of pocket. You got to get burnt like a socket. That you put a damn... Remember when you was like 5 years old and you decided to put a butter knife inside of the electrical socket? Well, you learned quickly not to do that shit no more. And make sure you remember that lesson that you learned when you dealing with that boy. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon for an Urban Therapy with Sun show. It's going to be rough, though, man. I ain't getting no sleep this week. Yeah, I'm nigga tired. But we're going to work it out. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah, so 1 o'clock tomorrow. You know what I mean? If it don't happen, don't sue me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when I get home tomorrow.